I will now explain some of the Ta'amei HaMikra and its variations using Parshas Bereishis from the beginning until Sheni. We will start with the first Pasuk. The word Bereishis has a tipicha. Bereishis Bara Elohim. Since Bereishis, under the Shin there is a tipicha. A tipicha is a mafsik, so we must be careful to make that slight pause. We should not say Bereishis Bara. We must say Bereishis Bara Elohim. Pasuk Beis. The words Hayisah Soihu Vavoihu. Generally, a Mapach Pashto combination is the general rule. Mapach Pashto, where the Mapach is the Meshores and the Pashto is the Mafsik. However, in this Pasuk, there is no Mapach before the Pashto. Since, in order to have a Mapach before a Pashto, there must be a space of two syllables. Since there is not a space of two syllables, the Mercha took the place of the Mapach, and it becomes Hoyisa Soyhu Vavoyhu. Also, I'd like to point out that the Pashto has a set position. The set position is on the last letter of the word. As you can see, on top of the Vav, there is a Pashto. However, there is a second Pashto on top of the Suf, which indicates that the main accent is on the Suf. If the main accent would have been at the end of the word, there would only be one Pashto, which would be on top of the last letter of the word. However, the one preceding it, on top of the Suf, is placed there that you should know that the main accent is on the Suf. However, if you would see a word with only one on the top of the Suf and nothing on top of the Vav, it would not be a Pashto. That would be a Kadmo. A Kadmo appears only on top of the letter which is to be accented. Also, I'd like to add, of course, a Kadmo is a Mishores, and a Pashto is a Mafsik. Posuk Gimel. Yehi Oyer. These are two words that are attached with something called a makof. A makof is a small line connecting two small words. The word Yehi does not have a trop by itself. Therefore, when we say these words, we say it as one word. Vayoymer Elohim Yehi Oyer. Okay, now we go to Pasuk Hey. The word Vayikra, on top of the Reish, is a Kadmo, since it's on top of the Reish and not on top of the Aleph. A Kadmo, again, is a Mishores, a connector. So when we lain a Kadmo, we connect it to the next word. Vayikra Elohim Lo'or Yoim. Now, had this word Vayikra been a Pashto, you would be laning Vayikra and then a pause. However, here there is no pause because it is a Kadmo and connects to the next word which has a Mapach. However, between the word Elohim and Lo'or, although Elohim and Lo'or is the combination of the Mapach Pashto, and we know a Mapach is a connector, however, that line dividing the two words, which is called a Pesik, makes you do a pause after the word Elohim, in spite of the fact that it is a Mishores. So we would lane it Vayikra Elohim Lo'or Yoim. Okay. Pasuk Zayin. the words Bein Hamayim Asher Mitachas Lorokia. We can have a Mahapach and then two words following it and have two Pashtoim. Bein Hamayim Asher. Now the word Hamayim, you will see, has two Pashtoim. One must be on top of the Mem, because that is the set position of the Pashto. And there's one on top of the first Mem as well, which shows you where the main accent is. However, in the next word, Asher, there is only one Pashto, since the main accent is on the last syllable. It happens to be a one-syllable word. Asher is one syllable. So therefore, it is on top of the Reish, as it should be, a Pashto appearing on top of the last letter of the syllable to be accented. Posuk Yud Aleph. The words Esev Mazria Zera. The trop under the word Esev, Esev has a yesiv that is not a mahapach. The word is read Esev Mazria Zera. Again, Esev Mazria Zera. The yesiv is a mafsik. A pashto, a mahapach would have been a mishores. So therefore, you must pause slightly. Esev Mazria Zera. Also, the position of a yesiv is always before the first letter of the word, whereas a mahapach comes under the letter which is to be accented. If you look in the same pasuk under the word tadishay, the mahapach is under the shin, because a mahapach has a set position under the letter which is to be accented. Again, the yesiv comes before the first letter. Also in Pasuk Yud Aleph, we mentioned that the mahapach comes under the letter which is to be accented. Now normally, the word oiseh should have been milra. The word should have been under the sin. So therefore the mahapach should have been under the sin. However, as you see it, the mahapach is under the ayin. And we lane it, oiseh peri liminoi. That is because the word oiseh and peri are two words that are connected in trop. And peri is a one-syllable word, and it had the power to create a nosoig ochor, to push back the main accent to the ayin, to avoid two major trop side by side. So this is a mahapach, and the main accent is under the ayin. Posuk Yud Beis. The word deshe is a tlisho gedoylo, which is a mafsik. Deshe. You must pause slightly before you go to the next word. A tlisho gedoylo is always on the first letter of the word, and the circle points to the right, and the small leg points to the left. This is a mafsik, and this is a tlisho gedoylo. However, a tlisho ketano is a mishores, and the set position of a tlisho ketano would have been on the last letter of the word, if it were in fact a tlisho ketano. The word esev is a mishores, which is a mishores to another mishores, because a mahapach is a mishores, and the munach is also a mishores. So the words are read, Esev Mazria Zera Leminehu. Again, Esev Mazria Zera Leminehu. Notice the whole phrase. I'm going to make a mafsik after the word Zera as well. Esev Mazria Zera Leminehu. That pause is necessary since a Pashto is a Mafsik. There must be a pause after all Pashtoim. Also in the same Pasuk, Ve'etz Oiseperi. Now, Oiseperi, in this Pasuk, you have Oise and Peri attached with a Makof and is treated as one word. And the main accent is on the ayin, where you see the meseg. Pasuk Yud Zayin. The words Vayitain Oisam. Now, generally, we have a dargo severe that go together. Dargo severe. Here, we do not have a dargo under the word vayitain. It is a mercha. Also, for the same reason that it only has one other syllable separating it, in order to have a dargo in front of it, there must be a separation of two syllables. So, therefore, we learn this, vayitain oisam, and we do not have the dargo. Pasuk Chof Aleph. We have three Mishorasim for one Melech. The Eis, Kol Nefesh, Hachayo, Horei Meses. Munach, 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 and a Poser. The Eis, Kol Nefesh, Hachayo, Horei Meses. The line after Hachayo is a pesik, which indicates there should be a slight pause. Between the Eis and Kol Nefesh and Hachayo, there does not have to be a pause. There should not be a pause. It should flow. But at the pesik, after the word Hachayo, there is a slight pause. And the words Asher, Shoretzu, Hamayim. Asher is an example of a Talisho Ketano, where it is on top of the last letter and the circle facing to the left and the small pointer to the right. A Talisha Ketana must always appear on the last letter of the word, if in fact the major accent is on the last syllable. If the major accent would have been before that, it would be the same as a Pashto, where you would have two of them. However, there's only one on here, since the word Asher is a one-syllable word. So we lay in this, Asher, Shoretzu Hamayim. Notice when I laid Asher with the Talisha Ketana, I did not make a pause, because the Talisha Ketana is a mechaber, a connector, so it goes together. Asher, Shoretzu Hamayim. Had this been a Talisha Gedayla, there would have had to have been a slight pause after Asher. Generally, the way I differentiate in sound between the Talisha Ketana and Talisha Gedayla, the Talisha Ketana, I basically keep it at a level pace. Asher, had this been a Talisha Gedayla, I would have done Asher, going down a slight step. So therefore, Asher and Shoretzu go together, just as Shoretzu Hamayim go together. Because we know a Kadmo v'Azlo go together, and with the addition of the Talisha, they all three go together. Asher, Shoretzu Hamayim, Leminehem. After Hamayim, there is a slight pause, because the Azlo is a Mafsik, and therefore you must make a pause before the next word.